Welcome to Heart of the Home. I'm Claire Cameron. Overwhelmed mums and women sick of just getting through your days, join me for adventures in decluttering, organising and simplifying our lives with a little woo and a lot of love. Are you ready? This episode is sponsored by the Household Revolution membership. Do you ever feel like you're drowning? Drowning in stuff, responsibilities, housework, cooking, cleaning, all the things. What if I told you you can feel in control and have an organized, clutter-free household? Hi, I'm Claire, and inside the Household Revolution membership, I teach overwhelmed mums like you how to make life simple again so that you can feel calm and in control. And the best part is, you can get started for just $1. To find out more, go to thehouseholdrevolution.com. Hello and welcome to From the Heart of the Home. I am your host, Claire Cameron, and today I've got another decluttering task for you. When I asked my Facebook group what was the biggest challenge they found when decluttering, it was a place to start on knowing what to do and how much to do. So that's why I've created this decluttering mini-series, so that you can have simple, easy-to-follow tasks to get started with decluttering. Because once you get started, it's a lot easier. And when you see how simple it can be, it really gets the ball rolling. Now today, we are just tackling one thing in the kitchen, your utensils. I'm gonna ask you a question. Do utensils breed in your house? Because I swear they do in mine. I swear I clean it out and a few weeks later, it's enormous again. Well, this was me about a year ago. I think my worst habit with utensils was that I'd use one, then put it in the dishwasher, then get a new one out. So I would think that I'd need a lot of them. Whereas if I just washed it up, which would take me like probably as long as putting in the dishwasher, then I wouldn't need it. Yep. I kid you not, I ditched 7 spatulas when I did this great declutter. I had 8. I also had 5, I'm going to call them thingies for stirring on the stove. They're not actual spoons, they're like stirring sticks. And 2 whisks, and yeah, I'm just going to stop there. Okay, so how do we deal with this? Here is what I want you to do. Like any decluttering tasks, I want you to start with getting everything out. So get out all your utensils, everything from the drawer, everything from your rack that's next to the stove, get it all out. So utensils are things that you use to cook or prepare food. Now group any items that aren't the same. Say you've grouped 3 potato peelers. You don't need 3 potato peelers unless you have 3 people peeling stuff at the same time, all the time. I'm gonna bet you don't need 3. So work out how many you actually need of each thing. Choose the best one, choose your favorite one, keep that, put the rest in a donate box. And do the same with everything else. Now what you've got left, so the stuff that hasn't made it to the donate box, I want you to ask yourself a few questions. So pick it up, ask yourself, do I use this? If you answered yes to that, move on to question number 2. Is it the only utensil that can do what it does? So, for example, a special type of spoon that stirs. Do you have something else that you could stir with? Then you can probably get rid of. Now, the next question is, does it serve more than one purpose? I had one item that was literally just for cutting and taking the pit out of an avocado. Now, while it did a brilliant job of doing that, that is all it did. You know what else does a great job of cutting and taking the pit out of an avocado? A knife. Got plenty of those, so that went in the donate pile. Last question is, do I need this? It is perfectly fine to answer yes, but you got to ask the question, do you actually need it? So my general rule for myself is if you answered yes to at least three of the questions, then the item can stay. If not, then it goes in the donate pile. Now, the next job, separate the items that you use the most when you're cooking. So for me, it's the spatula / pancake flipper and my heatproof stirrer and a slotted spoon. So they're the ones that I use when I'm cooking at the stove. So I put these ones close to the stove, and that's what I highly recommend, is putting the utensils that you use when you're cooking somewhere that they're really accessible. So I used to have a vase from my friend's wedding, actually, right next to the stove, and then one of the kids broke it. So now I just have my utensils in the edge of my cupboard that's next to the stove, and that's where I grab them from. Then put the rest away somewhere that it suits you. And finally, rebel that you can open the drawer without having to, you know, do that massive jiggle shake trying to get the whisk to move and the grater to get out of the way so you can open the drawer. You can open your drawer. Well done. Thanks for listening to From the Heart of the Home. If you are a mum who is sick of the overwhelm and ready to ditch it, then I would love to have you in the From the Heart of the Home free Facebook group. To join, go to clairekcreations.com/Facebook group. And I look forward to seeing you there. And if you enjoy this podcast, then I would love for you to share it with your mum friends. See you next time.